does mean a little bit of that cold and flu. Got a little bit of the sniffles in the nose. Fit a happy art. Up next to talk all about it.
Fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. There's nothing quite like the feeling of doing something you love, whether it's an early morning surf, heading out for coffee with friends or playing footy with your mates. With winter almost here, it's important to stay well so you can keep doing the things you love and protect your family and friends. One of the easiest things you can do is book your annual flu vaccination, and the good news is the WA government is providing free flu vaccines for all Western Australians during May. Today we're joined by Dr. Paul Effler, Senior Medical Advisor from the Department of Health. Welcome to On the Record, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's lovely for you to join us, and we can't wait to talk all about keeping yourself well, because it is the time of year. Despite the sunshine and clear blue skies today, we are facing a little bit of a colder period. How is the flu different from the common cold and COVID?
So there's several important ways that flu is different from a common cold and COVID. And one of them is that flu tends to be more serious than common colds. All of these viruses have symptoms that overlap, and they, you know, can cause fever, muscle aches and pain, headaches, typically, and fatigue. But really, COVID has been quite serious because it's new, but we're starting to see the seriousness come down to be closer to what influenza is like each season. And common colds tend to be milder than that. But the other important distinction is about flu is it regularly changes in the way it looks. So we have to try and protect ourselves every year. And what I mean by that, I think of flu as an intruder that wants to come and steal your health. And every year it changes its eye color or its hair color, the proteins on its surface, literally, so that your immune defenses, your security, you can't actually recognize it and respond in time.
Oh,
so that's what makes annual flu vaccination so important, because we need to try and help our security system, our immune system, recognize the flu virus that may come to intrude and steal our health.
Absolutely. So we're looking out for all the different costumes, all the different outfits that the flu wears every year. Now, what are some symptoms of the flu?
Well, as I mentioned, a lot of cases will be mild. There'll be sore throat, muscle aches and pains, headaches, and a low-grade fever. But some people will get more severe and have high-grade fever, and it can even get into their lungs and cause, difficulty breathing. And it can even get into the brain and muscles sometimes, and that can be quite serious. I think we sort of do flu a disservice when we talk about it, because people say, I've had a touch of the flu or I have the stomach flu. And we forget flu is one of the most important human pathogens on the globe, and it is responsible for the most recent, very serious pandemic. I'm not discounting COVID, but 1918, when 50 million people in the world were killed by influenza. So it can be quite serious. Fortunately for most people, it'll be manageable.
Now, we mentioned that the flu is changing its outfit every year. You know, it's got a different costume on or a new disguise. But why is it so important that we get a flu vaccine every year?
So that vaccine, the vaccine is made to try and predict what costume the flu virus is going to wear that year. And so it primes our immune system to be ready for when we get exposed. And it can't always keep us from getting mildly ill, but the vaccine is very good at preventing serious infections and deaths. And I always think, you know, I don't like getting sick and I don't like missing out. So I get a flu jab every year because I don't want to miss out on that. But I'm also cognizant that, you know, I have a 50 to 60% greater reduction of my chance of being hospitalized or dying from flu if I get a vaccine each year.
It's important. And obviously the flu vaccines are free in May. So if you want to, you can get out and have a free flu vaccine at local pharmacies. But what other things can people do to stay well this winter?
Yeah, we're just picking up on the vaccination program. This is actually a perfect time to get vaccinated because we're starting to see influenza activity pick up. It's a little bit above what it normally is at this time of year. So we can anticipate there'll be a rise here coming in the coming weeks. And it takes a couple weeks for a vaccine, for the flu vaccine or any vaccine, to work. So now's the perfect time to take advantage of the free flu vaccination. But other things we should be doing that can protect us against most viruses are, you know, washing our hands, staying home from work when we're sick, and, you know, covering our mouths with tissues when we cough or sneeze to try and, you know, prevent infecting others. And those are things we should be doing routinely to prevent colds, to prevent COVID, and to prevent influenza.
It's really important to keep these things in mind as we're going forwards. But, you know, we've got to keep up with those healthy hygiene habits. We've really got to stay up to date with our COVID-19 vaccinations as well, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. The good thing is you can get a flu vaccine and a COVID-19 vaccine on the same day at the same visit. And what we're seeing now is the number of COVID boosters is going up that are being administered, because I think a lot of people are presenting for their influenza annual vaccination, and they recognize that they're eligible for a COVID booster and getting it at the same time, which is great. Yeah, we can't lose sight of COVID as well as we go into the winter season. It could make a resurgence. So if you're eligible for a COVID booster, I'd encourage you to protect yourself from that as well.
What makes you eligible for a COVID booster? So you were thinking about when we've been last infected, or is it when you've had your last booster?
Sure.
How do people work out if they're eligible?
Sure. The most important groups for getting a COVID booster are people over 65 years of age and adults 18 and over who have underlying medical conditions. And the general rule of thumb is that if it's been 6 months or more since your last vaccine, COVID vaccine, or your last infection with COVID, then you would be eligible. It won't hurt to get a vaccine sooner than 6 months after you were infected or had a last vaccine. It's not a health risk. But it probably won't do as much good as if you're able to wait that 6 months.
So people can get the flu vaccine and the COVID-19 vaccination on the same day. Where can people get vaccinated?
So it's never been easier to get vaccinated in Western Australia, because we have both GPs who have always offered vaccinations, providing both of these vaccines, influenza and COVID. And we also have the ability to go to pharmacies and be vaccinated at pharmacy as well. So there's options that suit different people. You know, some people want to see their regular doctor. Some people want the convenience of just stopping by a pharmacy. So it's never been easier to get protected than this year.
If people want to find out a little bit more about the flu vaccine, where can they find more information?
So there's a lot of information available on the web, and I always say just go to a reputable source. There are many out there, but the Australian government, WA Health, our websites, if you type in the, you know, into your search engine, influenza vaccination, and just look for those legitimate sources to come up, because misinformation is also common on the web, and you just want to make sure you're getting the truth when you search for it.
Absolutely. Misinformation about vaccinations in general has been something that's, you know, spawned a little bit more over the last few years for sure. So it's good to be looking for those reputable sources. What do you love doing in winter, Paul? What do you love about winter?
Well, my neighbour Bill always says that winter in Perth is Australia's best kept secret. And I tend to agree with him. What you were talking about, the beautiful sunshine, 25 in the day, going down to 10 at night. And for me, on occasion, I like to make a fire outside, sit around with my neighbors and friends, and just catch up with them. That, to me, is a beautiful evening.
It's a pretty delightful place to be in winter, as we've spoken about. But to enjoy all those delights, you really do need to get vaccinated. So if you want to find out more, absolutely, as Paul said, you can head to Healthy WA website at healthywa.gov.au, or you can talk to your immunisation provider, GP, or your pharmacist to book your flu vaccination. Do everything you can and, you know, get that free vaccine this May. Thanks for joining us on RTR FM today, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Paul Effler on Fitter Happier this morning, talking all about flu vaccines, how to stay well this winter. It is getting colder, so we're going to take a track from Cass McCombs, right on theme.